Good afternoon. I'm Debbie Dingell, Congresswoman from Michigan's 6th Congressional District. I'm very glad to be with you all this afternoon as you begin this year's Cancer Prevention Workshop. For the past several years, I have worked with Less Cancer to increase education and awareness about cancer prevention. In fact, we established the bipartisan Congressional Cancer Prevention Caucus in 2015 together to give policymakers a forum to discuss our efforts to reduce preventable cancer. This year, I am very happy and glad and thankful to welcome Congressman John James as my new co-chair. I look forward to our partnership and the work we will be able to accomplish across the country, not just in Michigan, together. As co-chairs of the Cancer Prevention Caucus, we will soon be introducing a resolution to honor February 4th as the National Cancer Prevention Day, to make sure that we are spotlighting the devastating effect cancer has on our communities and things that all of us can be doing every single day to help prevent it. But we know prevention and early detection are only made possible when every American has access to preventative healthcare services and annual routine screenings. I've been a co-sponsor of the Medicare Multi-Cancer Early Detection Screening Coverage Act, which would require Medicare to provide coverage for multi-cancer early detection screening tests. And I also introduced the Access to Breast Cancer Diagnostics Act to require insurance companies to cover breast cancer diagnostic testing the same way screenings are covered. Still, more must be done to increase healthcare and access to healthcare and reduce the prevalence of cancer in too many of our communities. There continues to be wide racial, socioeconomic, and geographic disparities in cancer outcomes, screening, and treatment. For example, those who lack health insurance grow up in polluted communities or lack reliable access to healthcare are at higher risk to being diagnosed with cancer and experiencing poor health outcomes. And it's unacceptable. That's why we come together every year to work to achieve health equity in communities across America. And it's a good time to remind each other, and also for me to work with my colleagues, that advocacy and education is a good reminder that each of us can take responsibility for things each day in doing checks. From making sure we're looking for new spots that could potentially be skin cancer, making sure that we are examining our breasts for lumps, other things that happen in our body, and then that we call a doctor. But when we do find things, every person should be able to get access to a doctor to follow up and to have the tests they need. Thank all of you for your commitment to amplifying this important mission, and I look forward to continuing to partner with you to prevent and reduce cancer. It's an honor to be a part of this mission with you.